tremble at dawn. Notices lean on each other in vain. Under the leaves the swallow is resting. The heart of the sun.
is the man who raves at the wall. Making the shape of his question to have fun. Whether the sun will fall in the evening. Will he remember the lesson of giving?
Everybody, testing, excuse me. Well, it was Pink Floyd with, sorry guys, that was Pink Floyd we just listened to with Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun from Live at Pompeii from 1972. That's them performing in the ancient Roman amphitheater in Pompeii, of course the famous Roman town that was destroyed by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. Before that, Alan Holdsworth on, of course, the lead guitar, and his band, that's Steve Hunt on keyboards, Gary Husband on drums, and Jimmy Johnson on the bass. That was a live album that we listened to then from 2003, but recorded in Japan in 1990. And it was Pud Wud we listened to. Strange title, P-U-D-W-D. Pud's the nickname for Alan Holdsworth, the Alan Holdsworth's daughter. And the Enid before that, with the title track off of their first album, In the Region of the Summer Stars. That's the closing track on that record. They're a band that at least tries to defy description or ordinary description. They were a band that, one of the bands that never liked the progressive label, but certainly lots of elements of symphonic and progressive rock in their sound, a lot of Yes inspiration, at least in that early work. And to start it off, we heard Emerson, Lake and Palmer with one of the outtakes from Brain Salad Surgery that later made its way to a collection of unreleased tracks, Works Volume 2. And that was Brain Salad Surgery, one of the few times that the title track has been cut off of an album, particularly a hit album. And it's 5:18 here in beautiful Winnipeg, Manitoba. The sun is shining, and it is extremely warm outside. If you're not in Winnipeg in January, what are you doing exactly? You are truly missing out. Here is not exactly new, but a track released in August of this year from local musician Grant Jesse Prosser. You may know him as the lead singer and frontman of Campfire Psy. This is kind of an ambient-ish track called Museum of Wrenches Part 2 and 3. And then after that, Some more hippie jams. Steve Hillage with The Salmon Song here on Star Road Junction, CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
Really real. Why have
That was a band from Toronto we just listened to called Bank Swallow. And that was End of Days off of Fake World, their release from 2022, featuring Mr. Alan Walks on the guitar and all the compositions. Say no to fascism, say no to kings, says Alan Walks. Three highly politically charged albums that have come out from Alan Walks and Bank Swallow since 2020. Before that, Steve Hillage, guitarist extraordinaire, best known as the lead guitarist from Gong, with the Salmon Song from Fish Rising, his first solo LP, and Grant Jesse Prosser from Winnipeg with two songs before that off of his latest EP, which came out in August. Jack Rabbit Emerges and Museum of Ranches Part 2 and 3. You can grab those on Bandcamp. 5:46 just about does it for another episode of Star Road Junction. Keep listening to CKUW, supporting nonprofit radio made by people just like you. Coming up next is We Build Hits, Red Box Radio, and then Dance Hall Fever here on Saturday night at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Finish off the show. Gonna play a longer track. Sorry, just having trouble getting it up here. There we go. This one is from Jade Warrior, who I think I've played many times on the show before. I'm sure you know them if you're a big prog fan. And this is Floating World, and this will take us till 6 o'clock. Till next time, stay proggy, everybody. See you next Saturday from 4 to 6. Bye-bye for now.